You're listening to The Sports Rabbi, hosted by Josh Halichman.
We're back here with the Sports Rabbi, Josh Halichman. Welcome aboard to the Sports Rabbi Show, Holy Land Hoops, where we bring you the best of Israeli basketball, all the way up north to Nahariya, down south to Eilat, and all the great cities in between Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Holon, Haifa, and many, many more. And of course, if you like this show, and I know that you do, make sure you subscribe to us, Apple Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating, give us a nice review, check us out at The Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com for the latest and greatest news in Israeli sports. We're the only website in the land of Israel that brings it to you in both languages. We have a great show coming on board here. Up, we have Justin Hawkinson. He's coming to us from Auburn, Alabama. Yes, Auburn, Alabama. He works with Auburn Live on 3 on 3 Sports. Justin's going to be talking to us about Auburn's trip to the Holy Land. Yes, head coach Bruce Pearl, who is Jewish, is taking his team to Israel for a preseason tour. Should be a lot of fun. They have 3 games slated. We'll talk to them about that coming up, and really great stuff over there. Immediately following Justin, we're going to have Moshe Halichman on board. We're going to talk about all the latest in Israeli basketball news from the under-18s, the under-20s, the Maccabiah team. We're going to cover it all. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of international games. Of course, the national team is going to be getting ready to go for the Eurobasket also next week. We'll touch on that as well. So we have a great program. I know you're going to enjoy it. Make sure you subscribe, do all those great things. And Justin Hawkinson, he's up next. Enjoy the program.
You're listening to The Sports Rabbi.
All right, we're back here with The Sports Rabbi, Josh Halichman. Welcome aboard to The Sports Rabbi Show. So pleased that you're with us, and we're bringing in a great guest from Auburn, Alabama, to talk all about Auburn's trip to Israel, who this basketball team is with Coach Bruce Pearl, as Justin Hawkinson covers all things Auburn for Auburn Live on 3 and on 3 Sports. Justin, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on board here today. So Auburn is taking a preseason tour to Israel, something that NCAA allows teams to do once every number of years. Bruce Pearl, of course, who is Jewish. Lior Berman, one of the players, is also Jewish, won a Maccabiah gold medal here this past week. What's the general consensus about Auburn coming to the Holy Land for a little preseason tour?
Yeah, well, I mean, Bruce Pearl is really, really excited about this. I'm sure, you know, basketball is big in Israel, so I'm kind of curious if people there sort of know of him and the success he's had over here and how outspoken he is here about Israel and political and cultural things. He's a big time ally of Israel here in the States. He uses his platform a lot to talk about those things. So he's pumped. He's really excited. It's a big deal for him for a lot of reasons. And so, and I think the players are excited too. I know that Bruce and the program, the Auburn basketball program, have brought in quite a few people that have knowledge of Israel, have knowledge of the Israel and the United States relations and things like that, and have kind of educated the kids a little bit on the history of the relationship, the history of Israel, some of the places they're going to go see, to kind of get them excited. So when they go, they're not just, you know, completely out of the loop. They sort of understand a little bit the history. And then when they go see, they kind of get it. And so he's excited. I think the players are excited too. I think they probably don't understand how cool it'll be, and they'll get over there and it'll blow their mind. So I think they're really excited. And Bruce wants to make this, I mean, he wants other college basketball programs to start going to Israel. He wants Auburn to go there, but he really is trying behind the scenes to get other college basketball programs that are willing to go make the trip to Israel as their overseas trip. Mm-hmm. You know, Auburn, you've got These games are going to be televised here in the United States on what's called the SEC Network, which is the Southeastern Conference, which is what the conference is. It's a whole network. It's run by ESPN. So all these games are going to be televised here in the States. And so these Israeli players are going to be on TV here as well. And you've got two commentators, play-by-play commentators from ESPN, one of which is Jay Billis, which is he is the premier college basketball analyst. He's part of the two-man crew that's coming from ESPN that's traveling with the team that's going to see all these places and then call the games. So it's a really cool thing, man, even for the Israeli side, these Israeli teams. I mean, they're going to have Jay Billis, one of the preeminent college basketball voices, calling these games. And so it's a really cool thing. And it's really a credit to Auburn basketball and Bruce Pearl for making this whole thing happen.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really super excited. People here in Israel know that Auburn is coming. The basketball fan is definitely aware of it. They definitely know who Bruce Pearl is. He also coached the 2009 Maccabiah USA team that won gold. So he is a he's a person of interest definitely to the Israeli media. I know that they're going to be holding a press conference at the YMCA one of the first days they arrive. A number of players will be available. Also, they're going to be doing a training session with some local children, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, a mix of kids. So that's good as well. Three preseason games on the slate. First game is going to be against what they're calling the under-20 team, but in reality it's the Maccabiah Israel team that Lior Berman's U.S. team beat by about 20 points when they were here. It's an under-19 type of team. There's 17, 18, 19-year-olds on that squad. Some players that didn't make the under-18 and didn't make the under-20 were on it. They were a lot of fun, but they've been playing now together for about 6 weeks. So they're super excited. On one hand, they're a little bit nervous because, Auburn is, obviously a big school that's going to be much bigger than the U.S. team. On the other hand, they're super excited because it's an opportunity that, that they can show some of their skills. Some of those players really rose to the occasion during the tournament. Second game is going to be a collection of Israeli and Jewish American All-Stars. The roster, we still do not know what that is. So we're all curious as to know which players are going to be playing in that game. But the third game is really going to be the biggie against the senior Israel national team, who's going to be competing World Cup qualifiers later in the month and then going to Prague at the beginning of September for the group stages of the Eurobasket tournament, and hopefully they'll get out of that and make it to Berlin for the knockout stages. There you're going to have Denny Avdia, of course, plays for the Washington Wizards, along with a number of other players. Yama Dar, who was a draft picked by the Boston Celtics, playing at Partizan Belgrade. Jovel Zussman, Tamir Blatt, who play in the EuroLeague at Alba Berlin. So it's going to be a stacked Israeli team who happens to be very good. So what do you think the goal on the court is going to be for Bruce Pearl's team? Obviously, off the court, it's to gel, it's to get bonding with all the players and seeing the wonderful sites here in Israel, both Jewish sites, Christian sites, which will be, great for all these college students. But what do you think the ultimate goal is on the court for Bruce to see here?
I think most of it's going to center around chemistry and just growing close together as a team. Bruce said he's not looking at this as any type of evaluation in terms of his players. I mean, he anytime you step on the court, you are evaluating, but he's not trying to make any big assumptions or any big long-term decisions on what he sees in these three games. Mm-hmm. In terms of talent, you've got four guys that are on the roster this year for Auburn that are newcomers that are all really talented, three true freshmen, two of which, Yoan Treor and Chance Westry, who were top 50 high school players in the country. And then you've got Janai Broom, who was a big-time transfer. So you've got some new pieces mixed in with some guys coming back. So I think he just wants to see I think he wants to see effort. He wants to see them try to obviously run their stuff, be disciplined. I think they have the basic stuff in. They don't have much of the offense or defense in. It's the basics. But I think he looks at it like a cohesion thing, get guys used to playing with each other, get closer as a team off the court, and then use that as a foundation to then grow as a basketball team. And obviously, mm-hmm. I think the practices are I don't know if you asked Bruce, these practices, like you mentioned earlier, when you go overseas here in America, these college teams, you get additional practices. So they've been able to practice 10 additional times leading up to this because of this trip, where if they weren't going on the trip, those practices wouldn't be allowed.
Right.
So that's been huge. I think that's a huge part of it, is getting 10 additional practices in now and really having a chance to set the foundation and get some basics of your offense and defense in, especially for these newcomers. That's a big deal. And then to go play in it, you're going to, you know, it's big. And like you said, that last game is the big one. I think Bruce mentioned the last two were kind of the more competitive ones. That last one is going to be really, really interesting, because those guys are, I mean, you're talking about veteran dudes who know how to play basketball, and it's professionals. And so it'll be interesting to watch Auburn's athleticism, but against a team like that, it'll be really interesting to see. And it'll probably teach Auburn, a team that last year, while was super talented down the stretch in the NCAA tournament, wasn't very disciplined. It'll probably be some good learning lessons for a team like Auburn to see what fundamental basketball and disciplined basketball, more discipline than they probably play, looks like. So I think what, to answer your question, chemistry and cohesion, that's the big thing you want to come out of this with a closer team, and then build on that.
Of course, on here with Justin Hawkinson, all things Auburn, Auburn Live on 3 on 3 Sports. Justin, let's talk a little bit about Auburn to introduce the fans that are going to be going to these games, the local fans. They probably don't know much about the team. Some have obviously heard about Leor Berman because he was here the last couple of weeks. You know, he's going to be in his senior season. Not a, you know, he's a role player, obviously. The team lost, of course, Jabari Smith, one of the great talents in college basketball last year, and Walker Kessler. Talk about who those players that fans should be looking out for.
A little bit about this team. Obviously, they won their conference last year, the regular season. They reached the number one ranking in the country in college basketball for the first time in the history of Auburn basketball.
Wow.
So for people over there that know Bruce Pearl and kind of what he's done, you don't really have a comprehension of Auburn basketball before Bruce Pearl. Auburn basketball before Bruce Pearl was one of the worst programs in the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, for most of their history. They obviously had Charles Barkley, who people know. But most of the history, Auburn's been is not been good, especially the last 15 years leading up to Bruce getting there. They were abysmal. And what he has done at Auburn is nothing short of a miracle. I mean, to take a basketball program that's completely dormant and no real hope. I mean, nobody would have told you that, yeah, this program can go to the Final Four. Nobody would have said that with a straight face. And for them to win in the last 5 years, they've won two regular season SEC championships. They've won a tournament championship, and they've been to the Final Four. And now they've had a top three pick, a number four pick in the draft. So it's been absolutely remarkable what Bruce has done. This team obviously reached the number one ranking last year, won the regular season SEC championship, and then struggled, lost in the tournament, and then lost an upset in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Didn't play all that well. You lose Jabari and Walker Kessler. They bring back, they're going to be more of a guard-oriented team. You bring back Wendell Green Jr., Zep Jasper, and KD Johnson, all guards off last year's team, all will come back. And then they'll bring back some reserve forwards like Jalen Williams, center Dylan Cardwell, and then bring in newcomers Chance Westry and Yuan Trey or Trey Donaldson and Janai Broome. So it's a mix of veteran guys coming back. Alan Flanagan, I should have thrown him in there as well at small forward. So it's a mix of returners that play big minutes, and then you're going to try to infuse a couple of these newcomers in to fill the gaps and to create some spark. And I think they'll probably be a little bit deeper team than last year. Leor Berman's a guy that I think will play more this year than he did last year. He probably should have played more last year because he's a reliable player.
Right.
So I think he'll get some more minutes this year. So I think a little bit deeper, you just don't have Walker Kessler and Jabari Smith, who are all Americans. You don't have that. So it's going to look a little bit different, but I think the team can still do a lot of the same things in terms of winning. So they'll play fast, they'll play athletic, they hustle on defense. You're going to see a lot of effort, a lot of up and down basketball. Sometimes you'll see shots from, you know, well beyond NBA range, you know, just jack them up. But that's just kind of how Bruce wants to play. So it's a fun style of basketball that they'll see.
You know, a couple of things that Bruce mentioned in the press conference that are going to be a little bit different. They're going to be playing four quarters and not two halves. FIBA rules, the court's a little bit sized differently, not significantly. But it's FIBA rules, there's definitely some different rules than in college basketball. Three-point line is roughly the same as in college basketball. So that's going to be interesting for Auburn to play as well. It seems like a great trip. I mean, I've looked at the itinerary of the trip. They're going to be visiting all different types of places. I'm sure all the players and all the students are going to be really super excited for this. And you mentioned earlier about Jay Billis, and Roxy Bernstein, of course, is going to be calling the games as well with Jay. Both will be in Israel. For those people that are listening out there that follow college basketball, definitely know who Jay Billis is. I had the chance to meet him in Montreal a few years ago when Duke was on a preseason tour in Canada. And he was great. He was like super great to myself and everybody else there. And I know he's also really looking forward to this trip. Posted some nice things too, Justin. To wrap it up, just some final thoughts about you, what you do. Talk a little bit about your website and where people can find out about Auburn basketball if they want to learn a little bit more.
Yeah, so we're part of On3 Sports, which is a new emerging sports website similar to what Yahoo Sports and ESPN and some of those are. It's taken off like crazy. And so we're a part of that. We cover Auburn specifically, Auburn University, mostly football and basketball. But yeah, I mean, I think if there's anybody listening to your podcast that's that likes Bruce Pearl, or would, you know, be interested, obviously, when they watch Auburn, would be interested in keeping up with Auburn because they're going to see him in Israel or anything like that. AuburnLive.com, L-I-V-E, AuburnLive.com. We cover a lot of things, but we cover a ton of basketball, obviously, with as good as they are. A lot of basketball news and basketball recruiting and stuff like that. And so if you want to sort of keep up with the team after they leave Israel, you know, if you just want to keep up from afar, they should have a really good season. Go to AuburnLive.com. And you can do it, and we'd love to have them. So yeah, just I live in Auburn, Alabama, so I'm around the program a lot. I'm at basketball practice a lot. I know Bruce really well, and so it's been fun covering them the last few years. And Bruce is awesome, and I think this trip, I think it's going to be special for all involved. Really, I can't understate not just the people that get to see. I think you're going to see from Bruce how much it means to him to come, and I think it's going to be special for the people in Israel that go to the game or maybe see some clips of them touring, how special it is for Bruce and his staff to be there. I think they'll probably adopt Auburn a little bit after they leave. I think they're really going to hopefully keep up with Auburn and sort of make them their team from the States, if you will.
Yeah. You know, that's exactly what a number of us were talking about and thinking as well, that because no real college has come to Israel before on a trip like this, it's really an opportunity to create some kind of, you know, supports fan clubs, just the idea that, you know, Bruce Pearl's there. It's a great opportunity for Auburn, and you're getting it on the bottom floor. Of course, everybody knows the North Carolinas and the Dukes and the Syracuse, a lot of the transplanted, you know, Americans that are here are very familiar with all their colleges and the ones that went
sure.
to those programs. But the Israeli Hebrew speaking locals really, you know, don't know much about college basketball or don't have an affiliation, I should say. They know about college basketball. Games are on TV, but they don't have an affiliation with any team. So I think this is a great opportunity to come out and support a team like Auburn, Bruce Pearl, Lior Berman, who's just terrific. People are going to meet him and see him. He's just a really, really nice young man who I got to spend a lot of time with over the last
year.
It was really fabulous. Justin, this was terrific. Where can people reach out to you if they want to follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, it's at _J and then my last name, which is HOKANSON. So underscore and then J, HOKANSON. We'll be following it. Obviously, we'll watch those games. I think it'll be midnight our time. So that'll be entertaining.
It's going to be watching. No, you're lucky. It's only going to be 1 p.m. your time.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Or the other way. It's 1 p.m.
Oh, I got it mixed
time,
up. Okay,
PM
it's 1 p.m.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was going to be, I think I glanced over it and thought, well, midnight. All right.
No, you have some afternoon hoops coming your way.
Nice. That'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of fun. Really perfect timing because for us, football camp college football is about to get going right about now. So it'll be kind of cool to have a couple of basketball games, something basketball wise, before football. It'll be a fun couple of weeks for Auburn fans. So I appreciate coming on, man. I'm looking forward to seeing the reaction and seeing how it goes from afar.
Definitely. Thanks so much for coming on board today, Justin. Appreciate it. We'll speak to you soon.
You're listening to The Sports Rabbi.
All right, we're back here with The Sports Rabbi, Josh Hallickman. Great interview there with Justin Hawkinson. A lot of good information about Auburn. I learned a thing or two as well. Really excited to welcome them here to the Holy Land coming up and getting to see them in action. Right now, we shift gears to the rest of the Israeli basketball scene, and we bring on board, of course, my partner, website man, the master of the Hebrew side of sportsrabbi.com. It is none other than Moshe Hallickman. How are you doing there to date, Moshe?
Doing well. We have a lot to talk about.
We have a ton to talk about. Let's start off with the Israel under-18 team, all right? I think that's a good place to start. We were at an open practice, open media day with them a couple days ago. Got to do a number of interviews. Noam Yaakov, for example, Eli Dolinsky as well. We did a bunch of other small little interviews. Also, it was a lot of fun. We got some great photos. Looking forward to this European Championship with the under-18 team. Elad Hassin spoke to the media as well. Lots of stuff going on there. You know, Yaakov is, of course, by far the best talent on this team. They're kind of lucky to have him. The three games that they played beforehand, they lost. Let us see, and definitely put them up against some tough competition to try to get them some reps in. We're going to see how that fares out with the group stage coming up. France, Great Britain are in this group, so we're going to have to see how they fare out in Izmir, Turkey, Moshe.
Yes, but I think we're in a pretty good situation because there's a lot of talent on this team. If it's Noam Yaakov, who plays for Villarban's youth team, if it's Niamh Lampert, who had an amazing year in the Israeli Youth League and is going to play with Hapoel Gilboa Galil in the top division in the upcoming season, if it's Yoav Berman, who is his teammate, Eli Dolinsky, who has a ton of potential and played last year at Hapoel Tel Aviv's youth team, Yair Dovrat, the brother of Noam Dovrat, obviously, who we'll speak about soon, is also a player that has a lot of potential and could give a lot to this national team. Amit Menachem had a great season with Maccabi Haifa's youth team.
What was the deal? He had 50 points in a game?
Yes, and that says a lot about the potential of what he could bring, and now we'll just need to see what the squad would be, but there's definitely all these players that we mentioned now and a few more players that could make the difference for this national team.
What did you learn from this media day? The one thing I saw is that Elad Hassin is very cautious, didn't really want to show any of his cards, spoke very highly of Noam Yaakov. We have a big interview with him coming out, of course, the star with Villebron. Not every day you see an Israeli player like Noam Yaakov go to France to go play for a EuroLeague youth team. He's been able to pick up a lot of good things. There's a lot of great stuff in there. He talks about Chris Jones, a former Maccabi Tel Aviv guard, and how he got close with him. Also, Victor Wembanyama, who is right now the number one draft prospect for next year's NBA draft. He's going to have to rely a lot on Noam Yaakov, isn't he, Elad Hassin?
Yes, definitely. Noam Yaakov brings the most experience. He played in the EuroLeague Youth League. He won the French top division under 21. So he really has the experience. And this is after he was a superstar in the Israeli Youth League. So Noam Yaakov definitely is the go-to guy of this national team, and now we need to see how it connects as a team, because Elad Hassin is cautious for a reason. He knows that even though there's potential in the squad, stuff may not connect, and there's potential to go down to the second division, and that's first of all what this national team doesn't want to get to. And I think if they'll be able to stay in the first division exactly like the under 20 did not long ago, then the pressure is much less higher, and they have a potential to do big things if it's getting to semifinals or even more than that.
Yeah, so it should be interesting. Looking forward to those games. They start up on Saturday afternoon, Sunday and Monday group stage. Then they go into the knockout round. So we're going to see that. Now, one of the players on the under-18 team, Yair Dovrat, has a brother by the name of Noam Dovrat. He was named to the all-tournament team in the under-20 tournament that just took place in Montenegro. Israel finished in fourth place. They made it to a semifinal. They had a really good tournament. I think they really raised a lot of eyebrows. There were some surprises there. You had Eitan Berg, for example, on your podcast in Hebrew just yesterday. You also had Gilad Levy really coming out of his shell. I don't think we've ever seen Gilad Levy play such dominant basketball in the paint. You know, if you look at his numbers, you know, we always knew he had potential. His numbers were never great, 4, 5, 6 points a game. But I guess that time at Estudiantes did him well. Moshe, the under-20 team, a big success, even though they didn't take home a medal?
Yes, this is a success because we need to look at it not only at the past few years that Israel were really a powerhouse and won the title, and before the two titles they won, they made it to the finals. What we need to look is all of the years together, and if you look at all the years together, then a semifinals is definitely a big success and really a success that marks Oren Aharoni, the head coach, excellent season that he had not only with under-20 but with Bnei Herzliya, obviously, where he won the cup and made the finals in the league playoffs. And we saw a lot of players with good potential on this national team and players who are already making a mark in their career, like Noam Dovrat, who really needed this tournament after a very tough season he had, moving from Rishon LeZion after having a big injury and not really succeeding on the court. Even when he went to Hapoel Jerusalem, it wasn't perfect yet, but this tournament where he's in the starting five is a massive success for him, and it really brings him back to the front. Gilad Levy is just a total beast in the paint, and we're finally seeing what he could do, mainly on the offensive end. There's a lot of stuff to fix on the defensive end, obviously, but there's also somewhat of potential there as a rim protector. And Eitan Berg was a massive X factor, and the crowd really connected to this player, who is the sixth man of the second division with Elitzur Netanya. Harel Rinsky shocked everyone. The guy was barely able to miss when he shot from outside. More players that made a positive mark is Amit Aharoni, the son of Oren Aharoni, who proved that he deserves the minutes he gets on the court. And more than that, we also got some nice minutes by Eliad Tal, who was the starter and helped by taking rebounds, passing assists, barely able to miss a free. He was really hitting every shot he took almost. And except him, also Roy Paritsky, who it was a disappointment he didn't score a free as a guard in the whole tournament, but he showed his power to drive to the basket. And also Avner Dror, very nice tournament, finishing in high percentages in the paint, taking offensive rebounds if needed to score. And it's a bit tough that a few players didn't have a best tournament. Ron Zipper, his shots weren't going in enough, even though he was totally fine on the defensive end.
And then he also got his minutes cut majorly. Yeah, I mean, he only ran, definitely, basically, one thing. He went with an 8.5-man rotation, or not, Roni did. Shoham Gott didn't play. Yuval Levine didn't play. Antonio didn't play. I mean, they really could have used Yuval Schneiderman on this team to add a little bit of depth, couldn't they?
So, yes, and the question is, what's exactly the whole situation there? Because we heard he's not injured. From someone else I spoke to, he heard that he was injured, but again, from what we understand, he wasn't. So I don't really know the exact situation here, so I don't want to give an 100% opinion, but definitely Yuval Schneiderman is a player that's in the level for the under-20 team and to be an important player on if he was fit and everything. And him not being called up to the practice, again, if he if there wasn't a reason on the court, then that's a bit suspicious. But again, we don't know all the details, so it's a bit hard for us to give an 100% opinion about this.
All right, so the under 20, they come back with a fourth place finish, which was very good. The Maccabiah team, Moshe, the Maccabiah team, we were at every game for the Maccabiah Israel team. It was a lot of fun. We got to see a ton of young players. It was really an under 19 type of team. We saw Daniel Guetta really take advantage of this tournament. Of course, Daniel Guetta from Hapoel Gilboa Galil, the guard who trained with the senior team all year last year, also played a little bit in the art seat, was tremendous. He was really Israel's MVP. They finished with the bronze medal, just behind France in second and the United States in first place. But it was an amazing performance by these guys. We've saw a lot of these players over the last couple of years. If it was Omer Hamama, who put on a very good performance as well. If it was Ariel Isaac, who had a great tournament also. It just seemed that this team under Adir Amar, who was a coach in the B'nai Herzliya system, really were able to put on a nice showing. They gelled very well. They practiced very hard going into this tournament, and they looked like a team. I think it's a shame that a lot of people around the Israeli basketball world did not get a chance to go out and see them. I think they were fun. They were exciting. They loved shooting from outside. They had a ton of guys going for big three-pointers. And then they had some interesting big men as well. But Moshe, you know, the likes of this team, I think Zeev Weissman was great from the outside. Talk a little bit about some of these players that we saw as well.
Yes, I really loved the Israel Maccabiah team. First of all, like you mentioned, Daniel Guetta played like a total superstar, scoring threes, passing to his teammates, even giving a boost to the national team on the defensive end. The next player that really impressed is Ariel Isaac, who maybe didn't play much in the past season in the second division, but you could see he's a grown-up player and he has the right size to be a successful player, if it's on the defensive end, if it's scoring threes and doing other stuff on the court. Zeev Weissman is just an excellent shooter. I loved what we've seen from him, and I think this player could go really far. And also, when he drove to the basket, he was really impressive, in my opinion. Except them, Roy Behar started the tournament not the best. He had a few games he didn't score a lot, and then he didn't play. But he finished the tournament on fire, not able to miss a shot. Omer Sheffer gave a lot to the national team. Omer Sheffer is on the under 18 team, but Sheffer really gave a lot as a team player. If it's defensively, offensively, he could connect a lot of points in a short amount of time. And except them, like you said, Omer Hamama, who if his shots would go in a bit more, then he could get really far, because the abilities defensively and also offensively getting to the rim are very high. And we also saw a few other players with some good games. If it's Roy Avneri, who one time shot the free, even though he's a big man, and he really impressed with that. If it's Ido Arel, who things didn't connect for him, he plays an Apollo Eilat from the first division, but then he was able to impress on the last game. And except them, the other players didn't have great games. Nevo Zomerfeld, the captain, should be mentioned. He finished the tournament excellently. But the rest didn't have the best tournaments. Also, they were limited minutes-wise, mainly big man. But it's fine. It's a young age. It's good experience for these players. And the results are totally okay.
Yeah, I think it was a great, great, great job by the Maccabiah players. I was really impressed, super impressed with that. Now, the Maccabiah team is going to be playing, as we mentioned earlier, against the Auburn University Tigers team that's going to be visiting Israel with their Jewish coach, Bruce Pearl, along with a player that they're familiar with, Lior Berman, who played, of course, for the USA Maccabiah team and won a gold medal, also a Jewish player. Looking forward to that. They're going to be playing next week on Tuesday night in Malcha in Jerusalem. Then on the 7th on Sunday night, they're going to be playing in Hadar Yosef against an all-star team. Monday against the full Israel national team. So we're looking forward, of course, to Auburn's arrival into the Holy Land. But speaking of the Israel national team, Moshe, training camp opens up on Monday. I mean, this is it. I mean, they're going to start getting ready. They have a number of friendlies coming up. They have two games in Georgia, then they have two games at home against Romania. They have the game against Auburn, and then they have two World Cup qualifiers: one against Finland in Finland and Lauri Markkanen, one against Sweden at home, and then they take off on the 31st for Prague, where the Sports Rabbi will be covering the Eurobasket, and they have five very tough group games as well. But I think that the Israel national team is doing a good job. They released the roster. There was really no surprises on that roster that came out whatsoever. I think what we saw is the typical players, no shocks. Players that had asked not to be on the team were not there. But you did see also Noam Dov Rott now back on the senior team, which is good to see. Gives some depth. I think there were 18 players or so called up. Obviously, four of those players will not travel with the team, but I would think that 14 players will travel to Prague because they may need them in case of either matchups or injuries that are going to come that could come up. And of course, the big talk is going to be surrounding Danny Avdia, the Washington Wizards Israeli player, who is slated to be a very important piece to this tournament and this blue and white team under Guy Gudas, Moshe.
Yes, we talked a lot about national teams with potential, and Israel's national team really has a lot of potential, and now they really need to show it on the court because these guys are already playing in serious leagues. If it's Danny Avdia in the NBA, if it's Tamir Blatt, Yovel Zussman in the EuroLeague, Yamadar, who's going to join them in the EuroLeague, Tomer Ginat, who played in the EuroCup with Metropolitans and would continue in the EuroCup with Hapoel Tel Aviv, Gal Mekel, who played in the EuroCup, played in the EuroLeague in the past, NBA, he really did it all. And also players that are showing nice stuff at Maccabi Tel Aviv, also in the EuroLeague, like Roman Sorkin, and now Rafi Menko, who moved from Apollo Cholon that played in the Champions League to Maccabi Tel Aviv. So this national team really has a lot of potential. I want to see it connect. This is a great chance, all of these preparation games, to put Gabi Chachashvili in a situation that he finally gets minutes. He moved to Bamberg, another nice transfer for an Israeli player. So we'll need to see how it gels, but this national team needs to start getting the results on the court, because we saw the young national team's success with players like Danny Avdia, Yamadar, Yovel Zussman. Now they're leading the real national team, and they need to do the same.
You know, let's quickly go through some of the transfers that have been happening. Of course, Apollo Tel Aviv, as we speak, just signed Chris Horton. Josh Perkins signs with Hapoel Gilboa Galil. Eric Griffin goes to Eilat. And of course, he's been Israel a number of times. Kenny Kaji to Cholon. We have Marvin Jones going to Hapoel Cholon as well. Justin Gorham goes to Gilboa Galil. Or Cornelius Hapoel Jerusalem, along with Kadeen Carrington, played here in Israel as well. Javante Redick, Kiryat Atta. Peyton Willis, Gilboa Galil. Xavier Munford, Hapoel Tel Aviv. You have C.J. Williams, Nes Ziona. You have another few players here. Avner Dror goes to Ramat Gan Givatayim. So we'll see how that goes for him. Raz Adam goes to Nes Ziona. Travis Warwick, Hapoel Tel Aviv. Jerome Manasi comes back to Nes Ziona. He signs there. You have Miron Ruina at Gilboa Galil. So we see that Rami Hadar, who was also on one of your recent podcasts, is stocking up on some tough guys, as he usually does and usually likes. Jalen Jones, Apol Haifa. Eli Abayev, Maccabi Haifa. Noam Weinberg, Maccabi Haifa. Speedy Smith, Apol Jerusalem. The list goes on and on over here. So there's a ton of transfers. Amit Sis, also Gilboa Galil. Shaq Buchanan, Nes Ziona, Souf Ben Moshe, Gilboa Galil, player that Rami is definitely going to like. Gilad Levy to Paul Jerusalem, we mentioned earlier. DJ Cooper to Nes Ziona, Tomer Porat, Apol Beersheva. And it looks like a good, you know, so far so good. A lot of teams haven't started signing players. So I think we're going to start seeing a few more moves over the next few weeks. And also some teams may be just waiting to see what happens over the next few weeks also with players that may get invites to the NBA. Moshe, before we let you go, any final thoughts on anything coming up? I know we have, again, tons of stuff, lots of articles, but your final thoughts.
I like some of these signings. Marvin Jones really looks like a guy with the right mentality for Apol Holon, and that would connect to the crowd. Rami Hadar is doing some fabulous things, like Josh Perkins. Definitely seems like a top quality player coming into there, or Justin Gorham, who is part of Bonn's successful season in Germany, and more really. So I really like some of these signings. And you know, we always see players, some of the foreign players released during the season, and right now it's hard to think of many of them that would be released, as it usually happens. I think most of these signings are excellent, and I'm sure that really almost all of them would turn out like that.
All right, Moshe Halichman, thanks a lot for coming on board. Where can people reach out to you on Twitter, Moshe?
At Mo Blue Line.
And of course, me at The Sports Rabbi, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sportsrabbi.com for the latest and greatest news, both in English and Hebrew. We are the only website in Israel that brings it to you in both languages. Great stuff, good times, a lot of fun. Moshe Halichman, we'll speak to you very soon.